Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We thank you for all those joining us today for Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the headquarters of Relevant Radio in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, my name is Father Mark Malezzo. Great joy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass. Those listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. And this Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. And we just encourage you, on behalf of Relevant Radio, for the care of your soul, to strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Holy Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, and for their Sunday obligation. And today the Church celebrates the Thursday after Ash Wednesday. In addition, we're going to commemorate St. Catherine Drexel, who was a virgin and American saint. On these days of Lent, we don't celebrate saints per se, but we can commemorate them. So we remember this particular saint, this American saint, as an example for us as well. When I cried to the Lord, He heard my voice. He rescued me from those who attacked me. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and He will support you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. God of love, you called St. Catherine Drexel to teach the message of the gospel and to bring the life of the Eucharist to the Native American and African American peoples. By her prayers and example, enable us to work for justice among the poor and the oppressed, and keep us undivided in love in the Eucharistic community of your Church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving Him and walking in His ways, and keeping His commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding His voice and holding fast to Him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore He would give to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on His law day and night.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. whatever he does prospers.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Repent, says the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure for many of us here, we've probably have heard of the term a honeymoon before. Now, obviously, that's mostly used in the context of a married couple as they're married for the first time. They go on a little bit of a honeymoon, a little bit of vacation, a little bit of a time away. And usually that's marked by a lot of joy, a lot of great love, and all those things. Of course, I don't know firsthand, but I've heard, of course. But sometimes I like going into the etymology. Where do these words come from? It's kind of a weird term. We know what it means. Honeymoon. What exactly does that come from? Well, there's a whole host of different interpretations, but one of them that seems to make sense to me is, of course, you take them both in parts. So you have that honey, which we certainly know what honey is. Something sweet, something very, very good. And that describes that time. For those that are married, maybe you can relate to that. It's very much a sweet time. Hopefully it continues to be a sweet time, of course. But that's where that honey comes from. Now, the moon part is maybe not as nice. Because usually it talks about that honeymoon phase lasts about the length of one moon. From one full moon to the next full moon, which is usually about a month. And sometimes that's sort of what happens, right? You sort of have that initial period really fired up. Everything's great. And eventually it kind of changes and it kind of wanes. That's not necessarily a bad thing, of course, but sometimes that can happen. Not only for married couples, but really when we begin anything new, we can sort of have that honeymoon phase. For instance, if you are in a new relationship, maybe you have that honeymoon phase. Maybe if you begin a new job, everything is going great, you love the place, whatever it might be. And maybe even when we start whatever it is, something new. And obviously we started something new yesterday. We started the Lenten season. And hopefully things are going well. It's only day two. Hopefully we've kept to what we're promising to give up, to draw closer to the Lord. But even though it's early on, we might be a little bit in that honeymoon phase. And I was thinking about this and reflecting upon this because looking at the readings for today, because lest we sort of just ride that out a little bit, that honeymoon phase, the Lord makes it very, very direct for us today, both in the first reading, but in the gospel as well. And starting with that first reading for the book of Deuteronomy, he puts it in very black and white terms. Choose life or choose death. Choose the blessing or choose the curse. And it's an important thing to remember in regards to that choice. Now, put those ways, I think we know which one we would choose, right? We want life. We want the blessing, not death and the curse. But it can kind of shake us up a little bit. It might shake up that little bit of that honeymoon phase we might be in with this Lenten season. And then just to further it even more, as we heard Jesus say to his disciples, what must happen to him? He must suffer greatly and be rejected and be killed, but be raised on the last day, which of course we keep in mind. But then he says this to us, to his disciples, but to us as well. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Like I said, if we might be sort of in this honeymoon phase of Lent, it kind of smacks us right in between the eyes. There's a good thing we have that zeal, we have that passion, but it comes down to when we sort of feel those passion, that zeal, things are quite easy. But when we don't, it's a little bit harder. So what does it come down to? It comes down to that choice. It comes down to the choice. Are we going to follow the Lord no matter what? When things are going good, when things are maybe going a little bit rough and there's some struggles, do we continue to choose him? That same decision, that same question that Moses put through the Lord to the people of Israel, are you going to choose life or are you going to choose death? It's the same thing we have to do for ourselves, brothers and sisters. Every single day when we wake up, are we going to choose the Lord? Part of that involves, of course, what Jesus said. If you wish to come after me, you must deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Are we willing to do that? If we're willing to choose Jesus, are we willing to choose what comes with that as well, which is the cross, which is something we remember in a particular way during the Lenten season? Not just for the sake of it, but that we draw closer to the Lord so we're able to rejoice in that resurrection. Now, of course, this is not easy. I don't make it seem like, oh, yeah, we'll just choose the cross. It's all good, right? The cross is called the cross for a reason. So we need his strength. We need his grace, which is why we have the daily Mass. The opportunity to hear Jesus speak to us, but then to receive his very self, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, to give us the strength to pick up our cross, to give us the grace to carry it, to deny ourselves, to do all those things. He doesn't just place a burden on us and then says, good luck, we'll see you at the end. It's like, no, he's there with us to help us along the way. And so as we gather to celebrate this Holy Mass, hopefully doing so far so good with Lent, we still ask the Lord for grace. We still ask the Lord for strength, in particular from the Eucharist, to be able to follow him, to choose the cross and to pick it up and follow him, because that's what he asks us to do, but he gives us the help along the way. And so, trusting our Heavenly Father who hears all our prayers, we present to him this day our needs and petitions. For Pope Francis, our bishops and all priests, that Christ will strengthen them as witnesses of the gospel of life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and marriage, and that all members of the church will strive to answer God's call for their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will lead our nation with humility and courage to protect the rights and dignity of all people, especially the most vulnerable, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all youth, especially the poor and disadvantaged, that through the intercession of St. Catherine Drexel, they may all be given the opportunity to receive quality education, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who have died, in particular, a former bishop of this diocese, Bishop Paul Rohde, on this, his death anniversary, that his souls and all the souls of the faithful departed may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We also pray in a particular way this day for the Diocese of Green Bay, which celebrates the anniversary of its founding, of its establishment. May the Lord continue to spread the gospel in this land and abroad. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Bishop Daniel Garcia of Monterrey and Bishop Edward Burns of Dallas, in thanksgiving for their service to the church and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Prompt our actions with your inspiration, we pray, O Lord, and further them with your constant help, that all we do may always begin from you, and by you be brought to completion. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for all his holy church.
Regard with favor, O Lord, we pray, the offerings we set upon this sacred altar, that bestowing on us your pardon, our oblations may give honor to your name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. for you will that our self-denial should give you thanks. Humble our sinful pride. Contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with countless angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You therefore, Almighty Father, we bless through Jesus Christ, your Son, who comes in your name. He himself is the word that brings salvation, the hand you extend to sinners, the way by which your peace is offered to us. When we ourselves had turned away from you on account of our sins, you brought us back to be reconciled, O Lord, so that converted at last to you, we might love one another through your Son, whom for our sake you handed over to death. And now, celebrating the reconciliation Christ has brought us, we entreat you, sanctify these gifts by the outpouring of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, whose command we fulfill when we celebrate these mysteries. For when about to give his life to set us free, as he reclined at supper, he himself took bread into his hands, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, on that same evening, he took the chalice of blessing in his hands, confessing your mercy, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Celebrating therefore the memorial of the death and resurrection of your Son, who left us his pledge of his love, we offer you what you have bestowed on us, the sacrifice of perfect reconciliation. Holy Father, we humbly beseech you to accept us also together with your Son, and in this saving banquet, graciously to endow us with his very Spirit, who takes away everything that estranges us from one another. May he make your church a sign of unity, and make it an instrument of your peace among all people. And may he keep us in communion with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, and all the bishops and your entire people. Just as you have gathered us now at the table of your Son, so also bring us together with the glorious Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with your blessed apostles and all the saints, with our brothers and sisters, and those of every race and tongue who have died in your friendship. Bring us to share with them the unending banquet of unity in a new heaven and a new earth, where the fullness of your peace will shine forth in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will,
who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
This time, we invite those watching or listening to join us in the act of spiritual communion. And so together we pray, I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Let us pray. Having received the blessing of your heavenly gifts, we humbly beseech you, Almighty God, that they may always be for us a source of both pardon and of salvation, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon central, same time for Mass. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening for the Family Rosary Across America, beginning at 7 p.m. Central. And coming up next on Relevant Radio, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle.
Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. Thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.